This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and I'm speaking to Kyle Turner. And you were Beta Delta? What was your pledge class?
Yeah, Beta Delta.
And what year was that, fall and spring?
We rushed, I believe, in the fall.
Of which year?
Of 1989 or 90.
Okay, all right. So what year were you born in what city?
So I was born in 1970 in Richmond, Indiana.
And where did you go to high school?
Went to high school at Centerville High School, Centerville, Indiana.
What type of things did you get involved with in high school? It could be at school or in the community.
I played football, basketball, baseball. So, that kept me pretty busy. Did odd jobs in the summertime, but the sports are what I loved and what I did. That was pretty much growing up.
Okay, so why'd you pick Ball State? What was kind of the ideal career focus, and how did Ball State play into that?
Well, Ball State gave me an academic scholarship, so for my SAT scores and my grades, I got free tuition.
Oh, so you're pretty smart.
Well, I didn't quite live up to my advanced billing, but they paid me to be there.
That's awesome. So when you got there, what dorm were you in?
I was in Jeep, which no longer exists. I think that's part of the high school program now that they have. So it was a co-ed dorm behind Elliott Hall, which is where the grad students were.
Got it. All right. So who was your first connection to SAE, and how'd that kind of come about?
Well, the first person that I knew that was in SAE was a high school buddy of mine, Jerry Robinson. But I went through... I didn't rush until the fall of my sophomore year.
Okay.
So I didn't rush as a freshman, and I went through rush with open mind, and SAE is just the house and the group of guys that I like the best.
Like, what about their personality really made them different than the other guys, or whatever life, just their look on life or whatever? What really kind of separated them from the other guys you met?
Well, the house itself is not high appealing as some of the other ones. So I just thought the guys were just regular dudes. I liked the fact that they all enjoyed sports. I remember the SAEs. We won the softball league when I was in the dorms that year, and we faced the SAEs in the championship. So I got to see some of those same guys. Anyway, I like the fact that they enjoyed sports and appeared to have a good time.
Okay. All right, so how many were in your pledge class? You remember that?
We weren't a large pledge class. I think we were maybe when we started, we maybe had 16 or 17, and I think we finished with like 12.
Got it. So as you guys were going through pledgeship, like, what were some of the things that, really stood out of how you guys kind of teamed up as a class?
Yeah, I think our pledge class was pretty cool. That was one of the nicest things about getting to know everybody is we had a great pledge class. A gentleman named Craig Collings got to be pretty good friends of mine. When you're a pledge, you kind of stick together. You put your head down. You do the things you got to do and enjoy yourself.
All right. So when do you remember who your sweetheart was?
My sweetheart was a guy named Amy, and I can't remember her last name. She actually dated another one of the brothers.
Okay, so
she was an Alpha Phi. I remember that.
An Alpha Phi. All right. So, what was the major that you focused on?
I ended up being a marketing major, so I knew I was going to do something in business.
So, what do you do now? What's how have you applied it?
So I'm an independent insurance agent. I started my own agency 16 years ago. I was in the business for 10 years, sold it, and started my own agency 16 years ago. I sold it in March of last year to the Shepherd Group, which is the largest agency in the state. So I still run my office here in Centerville. Well, there's 10 of us here, but I'm part of the largest agency in the state. So I sell commercial insurance primarily.
That's awesome. All right, so how do you think SAE really kind of prepared you for the real world?
You meet a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds, and you learn how to get along. I mean, again, you common goals, have a good time, go to class, philanthropically be active, which leads on to further success in life.
All right, so who were some of the guys that, you really remember that were at the house that really kind of stood out and you might have looked up to, and why?
My big brother was a guy named Craig Campbell, nicknamed him Otis. Great dude. He played minor league baseball, but didn't get, so then after he got out of that, he didn't even go to college until he was in his late 20s. So he was a little non-traditional student from Chicago. I'd really never been around guys from Chicago. That was a joy. Some of the older guys, Dan Sands, Brad Froman, my buddy Jerry, Dave Nowak was cool as hell, Kevin McCleary, Couch, Paul Ammerman. I was from Union County, just the county down below. I played sports against him in high school. So those are some of the guys that I remember that I thought were pretty solid dudes.
Okay. So as you've, do you have any positions? Did you hold any positions at all in the house or?
So at the house, I was rush chairman 1 year.
All right. And so what are some of the, it could be Patty Murphy, it could be just at the house, could be with the sports. What are some specific stories you remember that were just some of the most epic ones that you'd, kind of keeping it not R or X rated, but some funny ones. What's some that kind of you remember that stand out?
Patty Murphy was always the best party. It was a unique type of a party. I don't know how they do that now. But with having a mystery brother in the casket was pretty sweet. I know they used to do funeral processions through campus was pretty cool. Probably one of the coolest one of the experiences that I remember the most. I had two stories. One of them, literally my first week as being a pledge, we were tasked with working the gate for a big Harry Buff party. So. A lot of ladies, a lot of brothers, some I'd met, some I had not. And there were some, I think they were fifth-year senior brothers. Say they were could be a little intimidating. We're a little harsh on the pledges when they came in. Not terrible, but, just trying to be hard asses a little bit. Collings, my fraternity brother, pledge brother, came up with an idea that it would be a good idea for us to just show up at these guys' house like the next day with a bottle of booze. We did that. They answered the door, kind of, what the hell do you want? We showed them the booze and we were in like Flint and we didn't get fucked with the rest of the time. So
That's pretty awesome.
That was genius. The other one was Collins and I were washing dishes. I don't know if they still do this, but there used to be an old, coin operated telephone in the main area there I'm talking about.
Sure.
So you had to answer the phone in so many rings or you got a demerit in your pledge book. So the actives would do whatever they could do to not make you answer the phone within that number of rings, which was like 3 or 4, I don't remember. So we're in the kitchen washing dishes, the phone rings, usually with another active that would just call and just mess with you. Everybody jumps up. There's probably 12 people in front of the phone. I just go kamikaze and dive on and take out as many as I can. Another active jumps out. Collings kicks him in the ball, scoop slams him like a professional wrestler, and picks up the phone. and dead silence. I was like, so we go back to washing dishes. Like 15 minutes later, they yell for Collings to come out. No one says anything. They're writing his book. He comes back in. He's nervous. I said, what happened? And so I grabbed his book and read it. Of course, everybody there gave him like a million merits for kicking Death Dog's ass. Except Death Dog. He gave him the merit.
That's awesome. So did you guys, while you were there, did you guys keep winning the sports trophy?
Yeah, I believe that we did. I can't remember if we kept it the whole time I was there or not. But always one of the top two fraternities at that time that were pretty strong in sports. We Dave Allier, I think was what his name, he had transferred it from Hanover. He was like 6'10", 6'11". Pretty solid basketball player. We didn't have any problem playing basketball. So we had some fun.
That's awesome. All right, so if you were going to give some advice to the younger guys that are at school for them, you know, or even the guys that could be rushing and hear this, you know, for what fraternity is like after college and the value of it, how would you describe that?
Well, I mean, one of the greatest advantages that you're going to get when you're on campus, when you're in a fraternity, is when you go to class or you go, you're really never alone, even though you may compete against other fraternities. You always have some common ground, and usually you'll kind of search out the guys that are in the other frats and kind of buddy up with them for projects or when you go into a place that you've not been before. Same thing goes with the sororities. You learn to get along. You get a lot of different backgrounds, which will serve you well. It's something that you can put on a resume. It's something that you can use. I know a lot of guys in SAE that have been able to use their connections through the fraternity to land that first job or to get an interview with that person that they wouldn't have been able to get otherwise. And once you get an opportunity and you get in, you have it leads to good things.
Right. So that kind of brings up the point of, you know, the actives being able to kind of have their interviews be overall their accomplishments, future goals, and everything. So then the alumni can just tap the page and listen to them. Do you think that has pretty solid value?
Yeah. I mean, if that's something that would bring value to current actives, absolutely. And if they're willing to have, be able to accept honest feedback, I'd be more than happy to help anybody that needs it.
That's great. All right, so is there anything else you'd just kind of like to say in general about SAE and your overall experience or any other stories you want to bring up?
Probably no more stories. There are a lot of them. But I'll tell you, I mean, most people from the guys that I knew joined a fraternity for one of three reasons or a combination of reasons, and then putting it bluntly, puss, parties, or brotherhood. You know, camaraderie. And I married my high school sweetheart, so I never needed to chase tail. But I did appreciate, you know, getting the camaraderie that we got. And that's why I didn't do it until I was a sophomore. You know, it took me a whole year to say, hey, man, it's a big place. I came from a real small school. I want to be a part of something that's a little bit better. And that's why I joined SAE and never had a reason not to want to be there.
Awesome. Are you looking forward to be able to kind of hear some of the guys of your era, what they've done and some of their stories through this?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Sure.
Awesome. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to close this out, but just stay on the line and Phi Alpha.
All right, mate. Phi Alpha to you. Thank you.